Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And in this podcast we continue with the series Great Hymns and Their Writers. And the hymn in this podcast is Glory to Thee, My God, This Night, a hymn written by Thomas Ken. There must be very few hymns that are more readily recognised by their closing verse than by their opening verse. But this evening hymn of Bishop Thomas Ken would probably fall into that unique category. Glory to Thee, My God, This Night, or All Praise to Thee, My God, This Night, as it reads in some hymn books, might not immediately register in some people's minds. But who hasn't sung at one time or another Ken's famous concluding stanzas? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. These lines have been well named the Protestant Doxology, and it has been reckoned that they have been more frequently heard in England and America than any other verse of sacred song. James Montgomery, himself no mean hymn writer, pronounced this doxology to be a masterpiece of amplification and compression. While the antidotes and incidents that surround it are many and varied, old William Grimshaw of Haworth used to sing it first thing every morning without fail, and at one time of refreshing from the hand of the Lord at Sheffield, it was sung no less than 35 times before the people finally dispersed from a meeting there. John Wesley relates one deathbed scene involving Ken's doxology that probably had been and has been repeated on other occasions with slight variations. It concerns the dying widow of one of Wesley's preachers. As she was about to pass on to be with the Lord, she said, "Call my son to see me die." Her son came to her side and there asked her, "Have you any fear of death?" "Oh, no," she said, "that is long gone since. Perfect love casts out fear." Then she added, "Do you see him? There he is, waiting to receive my soul." Then says Wesley, she then sang with a clear voice, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow," and ended their life under song together. Thomas Ken was born at Berkhamsted, the birthplace of William Cowper, or Cooper, whichever way you want to pronounce that, in the year 1637, and died in 1711. He is therefore one of those people whose ministry spanned the reign of four British monarchs, Charles II, James II, William III and Queen Anne. His churchmanship was of the high order. He offended James II by opposing his popery, yet refused to swear an oath of allegiance to William III. Ken's hymn, however, is all focused on the daily living and dying of the children of God, and in this it excels. Glory to Thee, my God, this night, for all the blessings of the light. Keep me, O keep me, King of Kings, under thine own almighty wings. All glory is ascribed to God. All blessings are received from God. All safety is found in God. That's the kind of thing that Ken is telling us in the opening verse of his hymn. And when he comes to the second verse, he's continuing that kind of theme of our utter dependence upon the Lord God Almighty to be the people that he has called us to be. All our forgiveness comes from God, and all our peace is had from God. Forgive me, Lord, for thy dear Son, the ills that I this day have done, that with the world, myself, and thee, I ere I sleep at peace may be. The verses that form this hymn in most hymn books are taken from a larger work entitled Morning and Evening Hymns. The popular portion from the morning section of the work is Awake My Soul and With the Sun, Thy Daily Stage of Duty Run, while Glory to Thee, My God, This Night gathers together some of the most outstanding parts of the evening section. Ken wrote his morning and evening hymns while he was at Winchester and for use of the scholars of Winchester College. And it was while he was in Winchester that there occurred one of those many incidents of Ken's life that showed him to be the very embodiment of the things he sought for in the course of his hymn. He ever laboured to have a conscience void of offence before his God and within his own soul. Remember that with the world, myself and thee, I ere I sleep at peace may be. And to keep this good conscience, Ken feared not the face of man, even when that face belonged to the man who was the King of England. So it happened that when Charles II came to visit Winchester, on one occasion, he brought with him his famous mistress, Nell Gwynn, and proposed that she should be lodged in Ken's home. Ken was adamant. Not for the king's kingdom would he permit such a thing. Charles was greatly annoyed. Yet, when no man of real stature could be found to become the Bishop of Bath, the king remembered the insult of that day at Winchester. "Where is the little man who wouldn't give poor Nelly a lodging?" he asked. "Give it to him." Charles II knew all about Thomas Ken and his preaching. "I must go and hear little Ken. Tell me my faults," he said as he made his way towards the royal chapel one day. Ken knew his own heart, and the hearts of others as well. One of the most outstanding verses in the hymn, apart from the doxology, is in most books. "Teach me to live, that I may dread the grave as little as my bed. Teach me to die, that so I may triumphing rise at the last day." This, too, was absolutely embodied and exemplified in the life of Thomas Ken. He did indeed have as little dread of the grave as he had for the place where he lay down to sleep each night. For years he carried his shroud about with him, and when he was finally told by his doctor that he had only a few hours to live, he calmly dressed himself in that shroud to wait the departure of his soul to the Lord and the committal of his body to the ground until that resurrection morning. Ken dwelt much on the fact of resurrection. When he had to retire, he gathered about him only a few of his most prized and most precious possessions. Among these was his Greek New Testament. So Bishop Ken's hymn reflects outward in the life that the man lived, and it reflects upward to the life that he desired to live more and more. He knew that for this life he was completely dependent on God, even with the regards of his resting hours as well as his awakening moments. Like the psalmist before him, he exhorts us to sing, "I will both lay me down in peace, and quiet sleep will take. So, O may my soul on thee repose, and with sweet sleep mine eyelids close, sleep that shall no more vigorous make, to serve my God when I awake. If in the night I sleepless lie, my soul with heavenly thoughts supply. Let no ill dreams disturb my rest, no power of darkness me molest." Then comes his great and grand and glorious doxology. "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." If Thomas Ken had written something else than that doxology, he would surely have fulfilled the aspirations which he expressed in rhyme at the introduction of the morning and evening hymns. And should the well-meant songs I leave behind with Jesus lovers and acceptance find, 'twill heighten e'er the joys of heaven to know that in my verse the saints hymn God below. When Thomas Whitehead, an aspiring missionary to New Zealand in 1842, died, after only a few months in that land, he held that his short-lived missionary endeavours had not been in vain, because he had managed to translate into the Maori tongue Bishop Ken's evening hymn. "It is a comfort to think," he told a few friends just before he died, "that one has introduced Bishop Ken's beautiful hymn into the Maori evening worship and left them this legacy when I should do no more for them. Praise God from whom all blessings flow." Amen. I trust you consider that hymn and indeed find it a blessing to your souls. Thank you for listening. This is another podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine, www.wicketgate.co.uk. Bye.